Wine and Sass listeners, before we get started with the show, I just want to tell you guys about an exclusive offer for our listeners from 1-800-Flowers.com. If you shop 1-800-Flowers.com for your Valentine's Day flowers early, you could save up to 25% off just because you are a listener of the Wine and Sass radio program. So don't get caught giving your Valentine some jank, half-dried up grocery store flowers. Head on over to wineandsass.com, click on the 1-800-Flowers banner, and save some money and have those flowers delivered right on Valentine's Day and impress your Valentine. That's what we're all about. Show them you love them. Head to wineandsass.com and click on the 1-800-Flowers banner, order some flowers, and look like a total hero on Valentine's Day. Now let's get on with the show.
Come for the wine and stay for the sass. It's time for Wine and Sass with your hosts, Crispy and Jen.
Wait a minute. Fill my cup, put some liquor in it. Take a sip, sign the check. Julio, get the stretch.
Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show out. Smoother than a fresh drop. Skip it.
I'm too hot. Hot dance. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot.
Hot dance.
Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot.
Hot dance.
Bitch, say my name, you know who I am. I'm too
hot. Girl, I was born late. Hey, it's Wednesday night. It's Wine and Sass. We are Jen and Christy. Heels high,
Hi.
Aces to the sky, ride or die. Christy, quit talking over me. Damn it.
I thought you were waiting on me to say hi, and my mouth full of wine.
That's
so I was like gulping it down.
We're so pretty.
Yeah, stay pretty.
Girl, we're so pretty. Oh, how you doing, girl?
I'm all right. It's been kind of a hectic day, but I'll live. I'm drinking my wine now, and I was skimming through while I was eating my salad. The Real Housewives reruns are on right now, and I haven't seen any of them, so I was kind of like trying to watch, and I have zero.
Some heavy shit's going
to
go down
about any of that
this week. We're recording the show during the episode that is going to be cray. So I'm like, I can't wait till when we're done, I'm going to hit my DVR and like, hit me.
It's on right now?
Yeah, it's going to be on in an hour.
It's on right after, yeah. That's what I'm planning on doing, is watching it right
after.
Well,
we go over sometimes, you don't know.
Yeah, we get a little talkative.
So, you know, I just brought the bottle. I don't usually bring the bottle of wine in to Hooker Studios with me. I usually leave it in the kitchen. Tonight I brought the bottle of wine into Hooker Studios.
Oh, girl, dude, I keep mine in the freezer 30 minutes before the show, and then I pull it out, and I set it down.
No, I did that, too.
And that's what I do every show, and then I let it just thaw, and I drink it.
Oh, no, so I usually just pour a big goblet and run upstairs and then nurse it, but, girl, it's a week I've had, and it's only Tuesday.
You gotta be a pro like me.
I know. You've taught me everything about wine.
Everything. I'm glad. If there's anything out of our entire friendship, when we die, I want it to be that I taught you all you know about wine.
You did. You really, truly have.
And you taught me all I needed to know about prison and lots of different things, actually. Yeah. I'll make a list.
Okay,
I'll make
great.
A list. But orange is the new black.
Yes.
Yes.
See? Yes.
You taught me all about all that. That's nice. Uh-huh. And I'm glad. I'm better for it.
Good. Do you know what I'm so glad we don't have?
Hmm.
I am so glad that you and I don't have the thirsty heifer gene.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
There are some desperate thirsty heifers in the world. And I saw this on Saturday night. My middle daughter, Tater, is obsessed with Dateline Saturday night. We call it Dead White Girl Tonight.
Funny. Yeah, pretty much.
So on Saturday nights, we gather around the TV and watch Dead White Girl Tonight with Lester Holt narrating. And this last week on Dateline, there is a tragic story about a mother who apparently had committed suicide. But of course, there was intrigue. Did she really kill herself or was it her husband that made it look like a suicide?
Always is.
Okay, so they go down like this whole road. This guy had 10 mistresses.
Whoa.
He was a dirtbag. Like, the worst kind of guy. And it doesn't even get worse. So they have this woman, one of his mistresses, come on. And I actually wrote a note in my phone to remind me of this horrific, because I was like, no, girl. She gets on there, stone face, looks at the camera, and she goes, I was speed dial 3, and I knew I was speed dial 3. And the guy interviewing her goes, what are you talking about? She's like, because I was the third side piece. And we would meet between the duck ponds and bang one out right there at the duck pond and go our separate ways. And I was like, hold up, hold the phone. You're the third side piece getting it on at the duck pond in the mulch. And you're cool with that?
How do you... Okay. First of all, is anybody having that kind of level of patheticness that is something that they would readily talk about on national television?
I know, I'm like, but so then, you're down being the third side piece, not the first, not the second.
Sharing all those vaginas, like, that's disgusting. Gross. I can't even imagine
this
what those
dude wasn't
are
even good
with.
Looking. He had like a tiny pinhead and big ears, and he was not even good looking. I don't know how he had 10 women and they're all covering for him about where he was, and he wouldn't go home for days at a time. I'm like, what is going on? And they were in New Mexico, Christy.
Oh, gosh. You know what? I probably went to high school with all of them. That sounds like all the basic bitches I had to deal with in high school.
And the lady who died, her best friend's just like, you know, she's a very pretty lady. It looks like she's got it very much together. And she's like, yeah, there were a lot of love triangles going on. But I'm just thinking, what kind of thirsty heifer are you that you are totally down with being the third ranked side piece, getting it on in the mulch? Like, you gotta get on your hands and knees in the dirty mulch in the duck pond. Girl, no. Self-respect.
I mean, clearly this guy has like that radar for those chicks that have zero self-respect, and like, I like you so
that's
much.
That's not even zero. That's negative 20.
You're gonna be speed dial number 8. That's how much I like you, girl.
Oh, yeah, thirsty.
And they're like, oh, thank you.
She was married. She had a penis at home. No, I'm going to step out.
I think a lot of it is also intelligence. I mean, seriously. Like, you need to be a little bit more intelligent to
She went to court and testified against him. I mean, she was like loud and proud. I was speed dial number 3. And I was like, girl, no. What is wrong with you? Don't ever say that out loud.
It's like slow motion.
I wouldn't even be okay being the side piece.
I'm so glad that Tanner's learning about the, you know, the speed dial levels of not just number 1 or 2, number 3. I'll never be a number 3. I mean, maybe a 1. But...
Well, Tanner doesn't like guys, so whatever. But
well, she'd better if she can have all those babies.
She don't need a man. She's going to be a fashion designer, pediatrician, YouTube sensation, Christy. YouTube sensation.
Wait till she hits puberty, and
girl,
then you
no.
need to worry
I already got
a
one
bit.
In puberty, and it's killing me.
Yeah, but that one in puberty is not obsessed with baby dolls and
no, she's
murder.
Obsessed with Luke Bryan. She has this app on her phone. Okay,
that.
Girl.
I understand. Girl, that girl, me and her need to talk. I understand all
well,
that.
Well, she wants to go see Luke Bryan, and she plays a song for me, and I'm like, no, I'm never going to sit through this concert. Auntie Christie's going to have to fly up and take you to Country Thunder. Yep.
I've been there. I saw him in concert, and I don't even listen to country, and I went to a Luke Bryan
That
concert.
Is some country. That is like banjo country.
He is legit.
Okay,
yummy.
So she gets
legit.
This app. It's a Luke Bryan app for her phone, and she takes, I guess it's an app where you can take a picture of wherever you are and put Luke Bryan in the scene. So she texts me a picture of her room with Luke Bryan, and she's like, Mom, I kidnapped Luke Bryan.
You're probably like, no.
I'm like, oh, Jesus. Don't post that. Girl, we're going to have
tell you earlier when you were talking about how your kid likes to watch Saturday Night Dateline. Your kids have the most strangest, like, weird interests. Have you ever realized that?
No.
It's obsessed with baby dolls and then...
She's 8, of course.
Murder. And then the other one, it's like... Okay. Just think it's so cute.
All right. Well, that leads
me
in.
They have, like, such great little personalities.
Well, I have a little cat lady in training in my oldest. She loves to do needlepoint. And she loves her darling Luke Bryan and her kitty and her puppy. And
she's normal.
And she
loves
to read.
He's good. Or wait, you probably want to block that out.
Nah, no, you can say his name.
Okay. I mean, he's cool because he loves me, so that's yeah. fine. If his crazy quirk is me, then, oh gosh, okay, you little crazy kid.
Aww.
But no. yeah, Tater, I want to...
She's special.
Tater reminds me of my son, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again, and it's going to be like Tater too, is that... We'll either get invitations to our kids' Nobel Peace Prize ceremony or their inmate numbers.
Right.
Asking them to write correspondence with them. Because it's going to be, they're going to use their powers for good or evil. You
right.
just don't know yet which one they're going to go
yeah,
to.
It could go both ways.
It, totally. That's what I always say. Like, his teacher, his preschool teacher, right before he went to kindergarten, excuse me, said, and she was the director of the school as well, and she's like, at our last meeting, she's like, can you just do me a favor? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, I've been teaching for 22 years. And I'm like, yes. And she's like, and I've never said this before. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, could you just tell me what he becomes? And I'm like, huh? She's like, just reach out to me, you know, later. And just, and I go, oh, and I, that's exactly what I said. I go, you either want an invitation to his Nobel Peace Prize ceremony or you want his inmate number so you can write
exactly.
to him. She's like, yes. And I was like, I got you, girl. I know what you're talking about.
Well, like when we were watching.
She's just so legit out there.
Yeah. Right? We were like, watching whoa. Dateline and she's got, it's like a beautiful mind. She's got these notebooks. These sketchbooks, ooh. These little journals. And while we were watching Dateline, she's sketching an entire Wine and Sass product line.
Wow.
She's got t-shirts sketched out.
She is so you, it's like really eerie.
She's the clone.
She can't just do like one thing. You're always doing like 40 different things at once. And
yeah.
I can't even like tie my shoes and chew gum at the same time. Like I'm like, I must pick one.
She's like, what about a tea set? And I'm like, well, tea isn't really our thing. She's like, never mind, I'll do my own tea set. Okay, you go, girl.
She's like, legitimately, I just want a tea set.
And then she's like, okay, well, then she's like, I'm exhausted, I can't do anymore, I'm spent. And then she goes and gets another, this is her evening gown collection. So then she starts sketching her evening gowns. Like, you go, girl.
My son, and you've seen my son's room.
Yeah.
It's like weird science laboratory where he, like,
they can never meet.
Yeah, he takes old computers apart and, like, makes time machines.
Yeah.
And he asked for a 34-piece home security system with infrared cameras for
yeah.
Christmas.
Yeah.
He reminds me of that kid from, have you ever seen that movie in the 80s called Better Off Dead?
Yeah, oh my
his
God.
His brother used to, like, send away for
yes!
all those crazy coupons.
My
and he, like, built
favorite
a rocket.
Movie
like, that's
of
my kid.
All time is Better Off Dead. Now I gotta watch it.
I watched it just a couple of weeks ago because I thought, kids will like it. It's got kind of a Christmas theme to it. They loved it, of course.
Oh.
But I was like, dude, this Jay, you are his little brother.
Absolutely.
And they're like, the rocket comes crashing through.
Christy, what if Jay and Tater get married?
Oh my God. They would become like world domination. They'd probably become galaxy domination. They'd be like, we don't need no world. We don't have a galaxy.
Bow down, minions.
And speaking of kids, I'm really needing to discuss something because twice this has happened to me and I'm getting a little bit concerned and I'm hoping that there's somebody out there in the podcast land that can address the whole honeycomb shortage that seems to be happening because twice I've gone to the grocery store to get honeycombs because that's our cereal. We don't go without honeycombs. None. It's all gone.
You're speaking
and
a foreign language. I don't know
I'm
what you're
concerned.
Talking about.
Honeycomb cereal.
Oh, okay.
You know, the big honeycombs, big.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
They're like shred the roof of your mouth. Yeah.
Oh, they're so good, though. And I have gone
Christy,
twice.
Those are GMOs in them. They're made with genetically modified corn.
But it's good corn. It's good. It tastes good.
Yeah, my kids can never go to your house. They'll be like, heaven, we have food.
So I bought them Pop-Tarts instead. Is that okay?
No.
I'm like, well, they don't have honeycomb, so Pop-Tarts it is.
Tater would be like, I'm never leaving, because she lives for, like, the GMO cereal. Like, if I don't have time to go to Whole Foods and I just go to the store up the street and I have to get, like, Lucky Charms, it's like Christmas. Mom, you're the
best.
Yeah.
I usually try to get, like, I'll get, like, a natural granola and a, like, the, Whole Foods, mini wheats. But then I always try to get like a, you know, got a kid's got to have moderation. Or when you set them free, when they get older, they're going to gain like 500 pounds because they never learned how to like moderate their bad food. All right. You know? All
right.
So I try to like mix it in there. And Honeycomb's always been our go-to. And twice now. And I put it in the comment card at my grocery store.
Attention General Mills. Why do you not have Honeycomb?
Maybe it is the Honeycombs. Because we know it's not a gas. You know, there's enough gas nowadays to get you here, to get you to the store.
Well, I'm just a hop skip from the plant in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. I mean, I could drive a few hours out and get you some.
I'll make you a deal. I'll go get the taters, Cabbage Patch Kid. If you go up over to the Honeycomb plant and get me some
I had to order that damn Cabbage Patch Kid for her birthday today.
Oh my gosh. Girl.
And you know what? She wanted a personalized birth certificate for it. Now, for those who don't know, my middle daughter is obsessed with babies. She has at least 40 baby dolls. She is wackadoo.
That is like my worst nightmare right there. And she's now on Instagram and posting pictures of her baby dolls.
Yes. Christy like, texted me and I'm she's like, oh my God, your daughter. And I'm like, oops. Who gave her like, an Instagram?
I let her follow me and then I start following her and I get all these creepy pictures of baby dolls.
It's either babies close, or I'm duck lip selfies. Mm. Like there's no medium. It's either.
That was my first rule with my daughter on Instagram. I said, I see one duck lip. It's off. And she's actually thanked me for it now because she's like, why are all my friends doing duck lips? I'm like, I don't know, but it's an epidemic and it needs to stop. And she's like, thank you for not letting me. And I was like, you're welcome.
Well, okay, so Tater has so many babies now that she can't fit them in her room. And she's got the biggest room in the house. Her room was actually the old attached garage that they created a bedroom out of. That's how big her room is. It's bigger than the master bedroom. So she has taken over the closet over my stairs, which is a huge closet, and she's got all of these cradles set up. Like, if you walk in, I have to take a picture of it and show you, Christine.
You know, you better hope that some crazy-ass, like, obsessed listener doesn't sneak into your house that is some kind of voodoo master and, like, some kind of evil spirit in your closet
dolls.
And all these freaking 40-plus dolls don't come possessed and come after you, because that would, yeah, that would
it looks
happen.
Like the baby nursery in the hospital. She's got them perfectly aligned and so I have to order this Cabbage Patch for her, and of course it's got to be custom because it has to look like you went to the hospital and got it, because this is how I'm tricking her. I'm telling her you went to the hospital and sent it.
Oh girl, I would have done that.
So I ordered it.
I was actually looking at a cabin up where, not really far from where that is. And it even advertised, we're right down the street from the Cabbage Patch thing. And I was like, awesome, I can pick her up a doll. Because she has, for people that don't know, she delegated that is my job.
Yeah, well, yeah, we should rewind the tape and say that, okay, so the original Tater birthday was going to be American Girl. She wanted a new American Girl doll.
Which makes way more sense, by the way.
And she wanted a trip to the city to have tea at the American Girl store. I made the reservation, sent out the invites, and then one day she comes to me, and, you know, we're getting ready to move and, you know, do a whole bunch of stuff, so I was like, you know, she's one of those kids that asks you every day when she goes, if she gets home from school, hey, where'd you go to the store and buy me today? And I'm like, Tater, we're on a budget, we're moving, we're saving money, can't get you something from the store every stinking day. So she comes to me, she's like, I have a great way to save money. Why don't we buy plane tickets to Georgia and go to the Cabbage Patch Hospital and pick me out a doll. It'll be way cheaper. And I looked at her. I'm like, girl, get a calculator. Let me show you that is like three times as much. I'm like, we don't get to stay with Christy. We got to go all the way out yonder.
It's up north, girl.
And so she's like, well,
I mean, you could. No, it's just a couple of hours. It's not that far. I mean,
no, but I'm trying
drive
to
up, get the doll.
The 8-year-old does not run things. Is what I'm trying to.
Okay.
I'll zip it. So she's like, well, can't Christy just go get one? And I'm like, first of all, Christy doesn't work for you. Second of all, it's not like she's going to the city like we would go to the city. I'm like, that's a couple hours away. It's like on
the
other side of the state. And she's like, well, Christy's number's in my phone, so why don't I just call her? I'm like, girl, you are not calling a grown-up.
I don't know what I would have been like, okay.
She's like, I'll just FaceTime her.
Hey, like, girl, so I'm just needing you to go ahead and get up there and get me one of those crazy-ass looking deformed dolls.
And I know you would wrap it in, like,
nightmares. Okay.
So I'm like, no, we can just go to Toys R Us has wall-to-wall Cabbage Patch Kids. If you want a Cabbage Patch, because I guess her friends are not, her friends have decided that she got an American Girl for Christmas, too, by the way. Her friends have collectively decided that they're all about Cabbage Patch Kids, and third graders are into American Girls, so they're going to do American Girls in third grade. Right now, it's Cabbage Patch Kids.
I see. And you want to talk about genetically modified. I'm sorry, but a Cabbage Patch Kid looks like it's been genetically modified into something. I don't know.
They're
but
freaky
those
as hell.
Things do not, I mean, I, you know, I don't like I don't like dolls, but my daughter has a few American Girl dolls, and I'm like, yeah, all right, dolls. But Cabbage Patch Kids look like weird, those people, like, no, I'm not going to offend anybody.
So she wanted so she had a specific, so we go on the hospital's website where you can order your baby, and she wanted a bald boy baby with blue eyes. And I'm like, okay, coming right up. And so the boy baby with blue eyes had a name like Jackson. It had a normal name. Oh, no, mm-hmm. We have to custom name this baby. And girl, you're going to die when I tell you what she named this baby. I'm typing it on the birth certificate going, I don't know this child. Winston Willie.
Whoa. I think one of my friends had a dog that was named that.
She
pretty
wants
sure.
A baby boy named Winston Willie.
Wow. Sir Winston Willie, please. And can he have a monocle when he arrives?
I know, right? Jesus. So, I guess we're going to have a pizza party sleepover with the Cabbage Patch dolls, and Winston Willie will be here. But, girl. You know, because she didn't want it to be like mail order. She wants it to come from Mother Cabbage, who I guess is the mother who at the hospital or whatever. She knows the whole fairy tale.
Oh, my God.
So I said, don't worry, Christy. Christy and I talked to Mother Cabbage, and Christy went and got the baby from Mother Cabbage, and she is sending
friend.
It here.
I would have done that. You should have asked me.
Well, girl, it is $60 to order it and have it second day aired, so it's totally fine. It comes with a special blanket that says it came from the actual Cabbage Patch, so it has a special birthmark that says it came from the actual Cabbage Patch, so it's legit.
Oh, my gosh.
But I had to build the fantasy. So when she's like 18 and asks you, go along with it.
Uh-huh. Yep. Until I'm dead, on my deathbed, I'll be like, I hope you enjoyed that doll I got for you. Walked uphill both ways. It was a snowstorm.
My kids love to embarrass me, though. Yesterday was Martin Luther King Day, and they were out of school, and I had to get my run in. And I don't like, even though my oldest could probably hold down the fort, and my best friend lives next door, and I'm not... I could probably go to the park and run, but with these criminals, I'm not getting too far. So I decided I was going to run up and down my street a million times until I reached 4 miles. And I'd run by the house each time and look, and I said they could play in the front yard because it was a warmish day. And so I run down the street, and I see my middle daughter pushing a bust-down baby carriage with her babies in it down the block. And my oldest is standing on the block with a cap gun. I didn't even know she had. She's firing rounds into the air.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you should probably put off that whole, I think I can run to the store and
I'm like,
leave my
what
kids
in
the
home. Hell is that? It was a bright orange cap gun, and it had cap. She's like, Gavin got this for Christmas down at Grandpa's house. And I'm like, well, that's in the country. You don't shoot cap guns on the corner in the city. Some cop's going to blow your head off.
Oh, my God.
So I go running by, and she's shooting it in the air. Yeehaw!
Oh, wow. They really do have a lot of their dad in them, don't they?
And then here's teenage pregnancy in the future walking down the street with her parka on.
Yeah.
She has a ball gown
16
on.
16 and pregnant future.
She's wearing a ball gown, like her Halloween God. Costume with her bright pink parka North Face over it. Pushing a baby stroller with like 7 babies in it while her sister's all ratchet on the corner going, yeehaw!
Yeah, your neighbors are really gonna miss you.
I was like, oh my God, we are the Gallaghers of this suburb. Oh my God, we are shameless. This is crazy.
Wow.
Ratchet.
Hey, own it.
Hey, at least I'm not a thirsty heifer. At least I'm not chasing around a married guy.
Or you're, at least you're not speed dial number 3.
Shit. Well, I know I'm speed dial number 2 because mom's always number 1, but that's okay.
Oh, well, that's different. You leave him alone.
I love him.
I don't know what speed dial I am. I never check his phone.
I know that it took you a full year to put me in your phone as a contact.
Dude, I had you in a contact, and then you changed your name. Oh, I don't got that phone no more. And then I'm like, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a day. Oh, yeah, Tater has that phone now.
Okay. No, Gabby has that phone, and she, this is exactly what, okay, so a lot of people haven't switched over yet. So when they call my old phone number that she has now, she'll look at the phone and hit decline and then put the phone back on the table. And I'm like, who was that? Was that important? Was that for me? She's like, I don't know.
I was texting you and leaving you voicemails.
I know, I saw them.
Like, usually when I text you, you text me almost immediately. Or if you don't, it's because you're busy. And so I'm looking and you're on Facebook and you're doing all these posts and I'm like, is she mad at me? Like, what did I, have I done something? And I'm sitting here thinking back and I'm going, what did I happen? Like, what happened? What did I do? And I'm all freaked out.
No.
And I'm calling and I'm leaving voicemails. Oh my God, are you okay? Are you mad at me?
No, I saw all of those. Because when you told me, I went and looked at her phone. I'm like, girl, you have to tell me if people are calling for me because not everybody knows I've changed my number yet. She's like, oh, okay.
Like, you were like, no, and I'm like, the week before, I had finally saved that new number in my phone, and then, because the only reason why I save it, because we talk so much that you're always in my recents, like, I never have had to think, I'm saving this, because it's usually always in either my text or my recents, or no, my text was, I thought it was your phone number, but it was actually an email or something,
iCloud.
And I don't know how that works, so I didn't really know what was happening. So I was like, why can't I call you? And then I'd, like, try to call you, and it'd be, like, FaceTiming. And I'm like, no, I don't want to FaceTime. And then I look, and it's an email address. And I'm like, well, shit. So I was trying to put you in my favorites list, you know, where you go in and you just hit your favorite one. And I couldn't. And so that's when I started freaking out. And then I finally saved it. And then the week after I save it, you changed your number and didn't tell me. And then now, yeah, so it's like... All right.
You got me now, girl.
One more time. You changed your number one more time.
I had some existential ex problems.
Yeah. Well, how'd that help out?
He ain't got this number.
He ain't got that number now. He got other shit going on. Yeah. It don't matter what your phone number is. He's going to make your life a living hell no matter what.
For sure. But you know what? Maybe he should have read this 10 Women Christian Men Should Not Marry.
Oh my God, I just read that. That you
Thank
sent me.
God I came upon this while I was updating my Christian Mingle profile. Because
I read this over with Mr. Forever Ever, and we concluded that I would be pretty much...
I'm 10 for 10.
I'm 1 for 10. Like, there is one thing on there that I believe in God. I do believe in God. So I
do.
Like, okay, I believe
okay.
in God.
So I'm 9
for 10.
That was
the first one. You got to be a believer. And the rest of them were like, nope, nope, nope. And I'm like, well, I don't know if you know anybody like that, but she sounds fucking boring.
So for those of you that don't know what the hell we're talking about, this is a blog post from a man called nycpastor.com. And he wrote a blog post. This was actually forwarded to me by my dear and dear Parker Lewis. This is one for your Christian Mingle profile. 10 women Christian men should not marry. And he has a whole list of 10 things. Quoting scripture incorrectly, mind you. I have a problem with this man's theology. Not so much his belief system, but the fact that he incorrectly quotes the Bible out of context. That's what pissed
me off. Are you kidding? That happens all the fucking time.
Oh,
my God. It's ridiculous.
So
whatever,
the first...
you gotta like quote something to meet some sort of agenda, and it's not even what the whole scripture was about to begin with. But anyway, continue.
Okay, so the unbeliever, he says the number one woman a Christian man should not marry is the unbeliever. So, okay, obviously, if you're a Christian dude, you don't want to marry somebody that's into like devil worship or pagan or anything. Obviously, it'll just make things difficult.
Right.
Now, the divorcee is number 2. Now,
yeah, okay.
I do agree that in the Bible, Jesus don't care if you're gay. He don't care if you're black or white. But he did have a problem with divorce. Let's see, the only thing he comments on in the Bible is divorce. So, Jesus in the Bible says you shouldn't divorce unless there's infidelity. Other than that, you gotta work it out. You gotta work your shit out. So, but I didn't like the way he put it. Like, sometimes you just get divorced. Yeah, it's the day and age we're in.
So he says the divorce. Some people do divorce post haste. I could be part of that.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then the other one, the older woman. The older woman. He starts out by saying it's not a sin to be with an older woman, but it's not God's ideal. And then he.
Why? What difference does that make? Okay, so I'm not the older woman, but I don't get that.
He quotes, like, bizarre, like, he's quoting 1 Timothy about Adam was formed first and then Eve, so that means that the man must be older. It's like, he misses all of those parts in the Bible with the old women having babies after they were long barren. It's a huge part of the New Testament that Elizabeth had a baby when she was old. Even Abraham's wife Sarah had a baby when she was old. So the older woman is celebrated in the Bible. 3/4 of the Bible is about old women. Damn. And then there's this one thing he bolded. Like, if you're 2 or more years older than your husband, your marriage is 53% more likely to end in divorce than if you married a woman 3 years younger than you.
That's bullshit.
That got in my head and fucked with me so hard, I'm not even kidding. Because all the time I'm with somebody my own age, I'm like, he wants a 28-year-old, he wants a 28-year-old, he wants a 28-year-old.
Well, here's the deal. I don't know where he's getting his statistics, but guess the rate of divorce across the board is like 56%. So he's,
hey.
Okay, so you're saying the rate of divorce is slightly better at somebody with the same age, or I'm sorry, 2 years older, because divorce rate's 56%,
hey,
like across the board.
I can speak to the fact that I am 2 for 2 in the divorce department. First husband was 7 years older than me. Second husband was 15 years older than me. So there goes your statistics, sir. Okay, 4 he puts on his list is the feminist.
Yeah, okay. So anybody who believes in women's rights, so, hey, if you want to vote or have any kind of say in your life, a Christian should not marry you? Are you freaking kidding me?
There's no room for a Christian feminist, is what he says. Men, your wife is to be your, quote, helper, not your leader, and certainly not your equal. Not
your slave.
He says not your equal in terms of authority.
Wow.
This is the last sentence of that point. Look for a woman who agrees with you in this very vital God-ordained relationship dynamic.
Who is this guy?
He is a pastor. Oh, girl. 5, the sexy dresser.
Oh, the whore. Yeah, I love that one. I'm like, I've been known to dress a little whorish at times, so what does that mean? Like, you're not, why?
Sexy,
like,
should catch your eyeballs, but not your heart. Remember, you want godly, not gaudy. But Okay, you know, I have known guys that think turtlenecks are freaking sexy,
isn't that
kind of in the eye of the beholder?
I don't think that how you dress really, like, some guys like, and I know girls that dress sexy that are very, very conservative, so I don't think it is how you put your goods on display really speaks to how you live your life, or if you love people or help people or believe in God, or really, that's really how you want to play it. Okay. Well, good for you. I know a lot of bitches that I know a lot of major raging selfish bitches that wear button up cardigans. I'm just saying.
Right here, holding my hand. I'm holding it up high, girl. Right here.
No, not you. No. Are you kidding? You'd cut off your left arm to help somebody. And
I sure would.
You know, I know that. But I know some women that are judgy, nasty, very religious.
Bunny boilers.
Just crazy ass bitches that, you know, all they do is hate people. And, because they dress conservatively, that makes them okay? Okay,
6 on his list is the loudmouth girl. We're out of this.
Yeah, when I said that to Mr. Forever, he's like, oh, yeah, you were out. I'm like,
I love this. Women may love to talk, but there's wisdom in looking for a woman who speaks with wisdom. Desperate housewives make for desperate husbands. What does that even mean? What does that mean?
So if you're a loudmouth, you're desperate?
And you make your husband, your loudmouth makes him desperate, so he gets to step out? I read that as like, oh, so if you're a desperate housewife, he in turn becomes desperate and he runs off? I don't get it.
I don't. He sounds like he's making justification for any husband to not be with whoever they're with. Because there's no woman like that in the world.
His scripture he references is 1 Timothy, which is a letter to the Romans. I mean, it's like it was a political letter. What the hell are you talking about? Did you not go to theology?
He clearly is on Google looking for like SEO words of the points he's trying to make for the Bible.
This next one's my favorite. The child hater, number 7. Oh.
I'm like, I'm out, because I love my kids.
No, this does, but he puts in parentheses, this does not mean that the woman hates all children. Do not marry a woman who is not willing to have children of her own. Yeah.
Okay. I have a lot of family that doesn't have kids of their own, and they're fantastic. So if you are fantastically happy, by the way.
I have a friend that I grew up with that is my age, and she loves not having kids. She's always like, let me know how that last Wiggles concert was. Well, I tell you motherfuckers, I'm going to Rome.
Exactly. That's my sister. My sister and her husband don't have kids. They have their fur babies. They love them. But they're not one of those crazy ones that's like, my little so-and-so, whatever her cat's name is, oh, he did the funniest thing. I mean, she recognizes their animals, you know.
A childless couple, and they're great.
Absolutely. And she has her cat, and her cat's named Little Badass, and he is a little badass. And I love him, and he's an amazing little cat. And she recognizes, is her cat, like, the same as my son? Of course not. But that's exactly why she has a cat. And she realizes that, you know. And she's like, doesn't want kids. And they have a wonderful marriage. They travel. They hike the Grand Canyon. They every Sunday wake up and ride their bikes to the bar down the street and get wasted and try to ride their bikes back home. They live in the life, and they living the life they want. And that I would never judge them for that. I think it's awesome.
Reminds me to ask my friend. She is a very devout woman, but she from the point we were kids knew that she did not ever want to have children of her own. There wasn't a reason why she couldn't have children of her own. She just didn't want them from her body. So when she and her husband got married, they adopted. So it was awesome. That's great. She'd rather give somebody that needs a home a home. She just is, like, she was just squeaked out by the whole birth process or whatever. It's not for everybody. No. I just hate this guy. So number 8.
I don't think people are put on this planet to procreate. I mean, I know that's what Mother Nature intended, but no.
However, if God has called you to marriage, then he actually expects bolded, italicized children.
No, I don't think so.
Sky Daddy expects you. He expects you to have children.
Gay people can't have kids.
Girl, it's a whole ball of
wax. They can adopt the hell out of some kids. Hell yeah,
and they can have some fabulous kids.
Have some in vitros or a surrogate or go to town. Yeah. But they, you know, why would God make gay people? That doesn't even make sense. So keep going, dumbass.
Number 8 is the wanderlister.
Yeah, that doesn't even... Okay, I'm a total wanderluster. I mean, I've always wanted to go on an adventure.
There is something...
That's part of life.
Oh, but get this, Christy. There is something very wrong with a girl who regularly needs to be out of the home.
Oh, I don't want to be out of my home, but I want to experience new things.
The constant desire for new experiences, new places, new faces, and new forms of entertainment only serves to clearly manifest the fact that the woman has not found her rest in God.
Oh, my God.
Don't go, Christy. Don't go sightseeing.
Don't you dare go on that hike.
Girl, you get on your knees and you
just don't love God enough.
Number 9 is the career woman.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, see, I think Mr. Forever was totally on board with this list until I said that one. Then he was like, oh, this guy's cool.
But I love your money, honey.
Yeah, I need your money. I'm like, that's what I thought.
God, but no, then you can come back with this. God made men to be the providers and women to be the nurturers of the home.
Mm-hmm. Can't have your cake and eat it too, man.
It's okay for a woman to be a doctor, attorney, or any other professional. However,
Don't marry him.
No, this is my favorite thing. If daycare is raising her young children while she's working, then something is wrong.
Oh, okay. Not your young children. Her young children.
The woman ought to be...
The woman's children.
Yes.
Not the man's children.
She ought to be willing to give up her job for the sake of raising her kids in the Lord at home. And then again, he quotes 1 Timothy. Dude didn't know what the fuck. It was a letter. It was not the God. Oh, don't get me started. This is what I hate about Bible thumpers. They out of context.
Yeah.
Ah, craziness.
He makes me angry.
Oh, and here's the last one. The devotionless woman. Christy.
Yeah, I kind of didn't get that one. I was like, really? I mean, you need that to me is, wouldn't that kind of go into the
non-believer?
This is
the only one I actually do. Only because I have a book that tells me to do it every day.
Oh, so basically read about God every day and read scripture, basically? Yeah. That's it?
That's it. Well, do you have personal alone time with God? Because if you don't, you better get your ass off Christian Mingle.
I have personal alone time, but it's not exactly with God. I sometimes say God, but I'm not talking to God. Is that okay?
I don't care.
And sometimes it's with the mechanical thing that I turn on, but that's okay, right? I say God.
Hell no.
Oh, that's between hell
you.
Now?
I don't know. That's between you and the Sky Daddy.
Sky Daddy. I mean, Sky Daddy wouldn't have invented that if it wasn't for personal
devotional
time.
Hey, you know
time.
What? I don't care what people do. That's between them and God. Mm-hmm. But when you're going to put a list like this out, just for the, you're preaching to somebody, you're a pastor in a large city, so you're telling, it's so maddening. It's so maddening, because that is not what we are designed to do. We are designed to grow.
But does he have, like, a congregation of, like, 10 people?
Maybe. I don't know.
Like, Little House on the Prairie?
I just, nothing gets my hackles up.
Oh, I read that list while I was eating, and I'm like, really? Really? And I kept reading the list, and then I didn't read the list out loud until I finished it. And then I went back and I read them out loud. And it was, we were like, he's like, And then he was like, loudmouth, no. And then I'm like, the career woman. He's like, oh, no, that guy, Craig. I'm like, yeah, okay.
You like that money, huh?
With that boat, don't you?
I will blaspheme for a boat. Mm-hmm. You got to call that boat sinners welcome.
Yep.
But then there's another...
I shut down Jesus for this boat.
That's right. I turned my back on the Lord for this boat.
That's right.
It's the heathen
sinners are
of the seas.
Welcome.
Heathen of the seas, yo. Yeah,
exactly. We will do devotionals on my boat to make up for the fact that...
Speaking of a life at sea, girl.
Oh, yeah. I saw that dude. I know somebody who actually did this.
So there is an article today about an 87-year-old woman who has lived on a cruise ship for the last 3 years. And it sounds delightful.
Mm-hmm. I legitimately have. Okay, I have in-laws, and their friend, she lost her husband. He was young. I mean, when I say young, I mean, he was like, in his early 60s. I consider that young.
Sure.
And she used to be a school nurse. And had retired, and they had all these plans, and they were going to do all these things, and he passed. And she didn't have kids. Oh, no, she does have kids, but they live in Florida, which is perfect, because...
That's where they port.
Now she... Yeah. She works as a nurse on the cruise.
Right on.
Pays hardly anything, and travels around the world. All over for a cruise line, and she only works like 3 hours a day.
That's the job to have. Because when I was on my cruise last year, those kids were humping. Like, I couldn't do that job. They were, round the clock work, and they were working like dogs. And I was like, no way, I could never work on a cruise ship. Just like the infirmary, I'm sure she doesn't do very much at all. Unless there's like a salmonella outbreak, then she's working.
Well, and then I think, when they hired her, it was, I don't think she pays, she stays for free. Like, she pays a little bit. Mm-hmm. She pays, like, she has a huge discount. And she's, like, an assistant. Like, she's not, like, the main nurse or the main doctors on
That's
there.
Cool.
She comes in and she does, like, helps with paperwork and helps assist, like, the other doctors and nurses. But, so she has a very limited, you know, a few hours a day job intern for, like, a room for less than what you would pay rent on, or at a, being at a older, you know, retirement home, and gets meals for free and entertainment and travels the world just to be a nurse for 3 hours a day.
Cool.
Like, I would totally do that.
Based on that article about this little old lady that sails around, I mean, she's been to over 100 ports. She said she quit counting at 100. Mm-hmm. And it sounds delightful. The cruise line she happens to be on, I think it's the Crystal Palace, they have host dancers, Christy, like Dirty Dancing. Like,
nice.
Johnny Castle is dancing with her every night.
Can we, like, retire now and go
I
do that?
I know. Like, I would love to dance with a host dancer on a cruise ship and just, like, cha-cha-cha and then go mm-hmm. eat all the shrimp and then go to, oh my God, girl, I want to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's paying, like, $184,000 a year. I don't have that kind of cheddar. But
but that's what I mean. Like, I know a lady that's doing it for next to nothing.
Like, do they
for
need
less than what you would pay to have a home or go to a retirement place or anything?
Oh yeah, I've already. That's what I want to do. Then I need to marry well, mm-hmm. have him kick the bucket quick.
Well, on the rate you're going, those two things will happen probably.
I don't want him to kick the bucket, but well, she didn't mean it.
All the shit you're throwing at him, he probably will. He'll be like, oh.
Have a stroke. He'll be like, I can't take it. Killed the mood. Way to go, Jen. Womp womp. There's Debbie Downer for us. What do you want to talk about?
I loved the email I got today that was basically that you're a raging bitch on wheels today.
Oh, my God.
You were sorry in advance. I'm like, oh, great. And then you sent me a text that you were going to chop your hair off, and I was like, no.
Thank you for being a good enough friend to tell me my giant head and my curly hair would make that a disaster. Thank you, Jesus.
I mean, but then I did tell you if you did it, I would send you some Kim Zolciak wigs because I love you that much. I'm like, girl, tough love. Do not cut your hair off. Your head is too big.
I know.
And
I was like,
that's mean. I'm like, I'll add her hair's too curly to kind of soften it a little bit.
No, I'm aware that my head is enormous. I get it. It's like a planet. I don't even know. I have the world's strongest neck, apparently.
I mean, your head's not that big, but with short hair, it would look giant. Like,
which is funny because most of the late 90s and the early 2000s, I had a pixie cut.
No.
Yes.
Not right now. It wouldn't work because you're too thin. You're all muscle and, like, runny, and then you've got this pixie cut.
I would look like a lollipop. I was skating
back
then.
Have you ever seen that movie, So I Married an Ex-Murderer?
Yeah.
I'd be calling you, Heed!
Heed!
Heed! Pops, Heed! No.
You got a head like Sputnik!
It's like Sputnik!
Heed!
He's gonna go cry on his big pillow.
I love that movie. It's like the best movie ever.
It is.
I'm always like Harriet. Sweet Harriet.
Harriet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it.
You know what? I have a really crazy admission that when I was just turned 21 and I was like new to the bar scene, that was one of my hands down favoritest movies ever. I used to just quote it all the time.
Yes.
And that if a guy would walk up to me and start talking to me, I would ask him if he'd ever seen that movie before, and if he hadn't, I wouldn't talk to him.
Christy,
that was my, like,
I feel
determined.
So close to you right now because I can quote that entire movie.
I love that movie. It is one of my favorites. He's like, I find it interesting that you call The Paper, and it's like the Weekly World
yes.
News.
And they got like, a picture of Queen Elizabeth on a dartboard.
What?
They got a picture of Queen Elizabeth on a dartboard.
Yes. She's like, my Weekly World Goth Books juice diet. Because I'm Scottish, so every time I watch that
Absolutely.
Movie, I'm like, yes! Yes! And like, my dad...
And she brings over haggis when she meets the parents.
Yes! Yes! And then whenever his dad only listens to Scottish, like the Bay City Roarers
yes.
and Rod Stewart, I'm like, God, this is my parents! It's so crazy.
Oh my god, I just fell. If I could not love you more, I think I just did. I fell in love a little bit more.
But I legit, I was horrible. Like, I would ask a guy after, like, five sentences, have you ever watched the movie So I Married an Ex-Murderer? And if they said no, I would legitimately be like, okay, no. Next.
And I have to say, now this is, I'm going to go one admission deeper than you. I think Mike Myers was cute as a fucking button. I'd hit that in that movie.
Totally.
In that movie, I would hit it. I would hit it twice. Totally. He was adorable.
Oh, I'd hit it all month long and maybe... Maybe all year long. I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. Just the way he was just kind of like, oh my god, he was entirely too cute. I admit it. I would have hit it.
Yeah. I mean, how, like, you know, he was a huge contributor to that movie, and I'm like, how do you think of Heed, like, that kid with, like, his big-ass head, like, makes, like, the movie? And, like,
yes.
That is so freaking funny. And it's so just an afterthought, you know?
Yes.
You know that's got to be, like, his family.
Yes,
like,
he's absolutely.
Making these people absolutely. After his family because they are so funny. And so, yeah, if you cut your hair, I would call you Heed.
Okay, so now I'm so deep in love with you, Better Off Dead, and So I Married an Ex-Murderer. I don't care what you and Mr. Rever, your plans are. We're getting married. You are my perfect spouse.
Come on, girl. Come on.
We're going to make this official. Okay.
We can, totally,
our boys
girl.
Can be our
we
flower got... girls.
That's right. That's right.
We're going to have our hilarious. Boat and our beach wedding.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I want my boat.
I want my beach wedding.
I had a beach wedding, kind of. Well, it was like an ocean wedding, but yeah, close enough. It was a house on lava. There was no, like, sand, but it was on the ocean. Like, the ocean was crashing up, and it was amazing.
Yeah, because I got married on the ocean first time.
Yeah, we rented a house in Hawaii, like, on the ocean. So the yard, like, basically went into the ocean. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It's good. You'll have your beach wedding, girl.
I want it. I want it now.
Hopefully to somebody who doesn't then turn around and start stealing your appliances. So
when I register for the wedding, the coffee pot only goes to me.
Yeah. No, just register for a coffee pot. Don't register for a coffee maker or anything. Just a coffee
just
pot.
A carafe. I'm going to have 50 carafes that I keep under
See
my
if
sink.
See if he gets it for you. Yeah. I'm going to get that for you for your wedding present.
Just put it under the sink just in case we have some meltdowns.
God, hopefully you'll have a security system in place
hopefully
by then.
Hopefully I'll be five states away by then.
Hopefully you'll be down here living like a block away from
you
me.
You know what? I keep fantasizing about living in Atlanta. I don't know what the hell that means to me.
Well, it's awesome, for one. You should come down here.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring, didn't you bring say your company Parker was, Lewis.
Bring Parker Lewis, yeah.
What?
No, I think he could get a job. I'm sure there's things that need to be done.
So. I have a place that I know of that does very well. It did well for me, and I think he could fit right in.
Okay, great. Oh, don't let me forget this
city that I'm living in right here is the number one fastest growing family city of the one of it's the number one best place to raise your family. First of all,
you know,
second of all, those people are having families. Yeah. And so again, that's a good thing. And there you go. Done and done.
Okay. I'm texting him right now. Bae. Mm-hmm. Bae. I want to move where there doesn't snow.
It might ice from times to times and it does shut down the whole city. But
you know what? I was
awesome.
Surprised. Okay. So my Volvo manufactured in Sweden, which is like 30% glacier was like a damn Corvette in the snow.
Really?
Like, I could not hit the gas. I eked up this hill in front of my house in a snowstorm. I was literally going 5 miles an hour because I couldn't get any traction. And I'm like, are you kidding me? This is a Volvo. It was manufactured in
Sweden.
Is it all-wheel
drive or just front-wheel drive?
No, it's just front-wheel drive. It's a wagon.
There you go. Yeah,
I'm like, what? My Mustang, when I was a kid, it was rear-wheel drive, and I had to have kitty litter in the back of the car so it wouldn't spin out, did better in the snow than this piece of crap. What a piece of crap. And then the motherboard went out in it, and so now it's, like, basically just a tractor. It's a lawnmower.
See, we've had, so I got my Volvo in 2006, and that thing has been amazing. Like, never, he has it, and it never, I mean, he drove through the ice storm in it. Like, nothing. Like,
but that's an SUV. I have the low-to-the-ground wagon. Yeah, I have that's the true. I have the V70, and I was shocked. I was like, I drove a Mustang for 2 years. I cannot believe how crappy this thing is in the snow. Like, you couldn't do it. I was shocked. It was like driving in a hockey rink. Like, yeah, you gotta go. Time for me to get my Range Rover Sport, because this is bullshit.
That is mine. I have dutifully said that if we need another vehicle to pull a boat, that I will cash my Jeep.
You
I
will
love
sacrifice,
my
girl.
I will do a sacrifice of getting a Range Rover Sport. That's the only way I will sacrifice my
What
baby.
If we get matching Range Rover Sports?
Oh, my God. That's it. We will officially be tied to forever.
Oh, my God.
Ever, ever. You'll be my forever, ever, ever.
I know. We'll sit in the back of them and watch our movies. Now I want to go to Atlanta and watch movies with you on your big couch. I wonder how much Better Off Dead, because John Cusack in that movie is delectable.
Oh, my God.
He's adorable.
He's so adorable. I know. I love it when he, like, shoves all those Q-tips in his ears and his mouth.
He's so cute. And then One Crazy Summer is my other favorite.
Oh, yes. He was, like,
yummy.
The 80s dork that's so adorable.
Yeah, he wasn't, like, John Cryer dork, which was kind of like, ugh, no. Dork. But he was, like, attainable dork, like, sexy dork. Yeah. Kind of like what I got now, what I got going on now.
Yeah, he was like, say anything. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. John Cusack, we love you. Come on our show.
I love John Cusack.
Could you imagine if he was on our show and we'd just like, we'd be like that. Remember when Chris Farley?
I would just sit here and be like, oh my God, oh my God. Remember that time?
It would be Chris Farley and Paul McCartney and be like, remember that time you were really hot in One Crazy Summer?
Remember?
Oh my God.
Was it like a hoax?
Remember when you skied down the K2 and the one ski?
Remember?
I'm like pulling petting my hair.
Paper boy
wanted
your $2. Remember?
I want my $2. Mm-hmm. This is why we don't have A-listers on.
I know. This is why we get, because I would like, I mean, certain A-listers, whatever, but like those kind of A-listers.
Those ones from
like,
your childhood that you were just like, I mean, I would be like,
Robert Downey Jr., John Cusack, Harrison Ford. Let's just go ahead and let's throw it out there right now. I would lose my shit if I talked to any of them.
Yeah, for sure.
Let me think. Who else? Who else would I lose my shit if I talked to them?
Emilio Estevez, I think I would have to. Or like, Judd Nelson.
Judd Nelson. He'd be kind of cool, yeah.
I'd be like, so, Breakfast Club, and you were, like, super hot in a rub. I'm, like, twirling my hair. I'm seriously sitting here twirling my hair at the thought of talking to all these sexy 80s movie stars who are, like, 55 now.
Probably, because I love my so-called life with Jared Leto.
I'd be like, oh, my God, Jordan Catalano, can I sit in your lap? Yeah.
I wouldn't care about his music. I'd be like, I don't care about that. I want to talk about Jordan
Catalano.
Nolan
Kerr, tell us about Jordan Catalano.
Yeah. Ugh.
I dyed my hair red because of that show.
And make me so mad that they only did one season. Like, I would shake him and he would probably be afraid.
I have the DVD set. I'll straight up say I watch it.
Oh, I showed my kids. Dude, even Jay watched it. He was like, this is a great show. I'm like, thank you.
I dyed my hair exactly that color.
No kid. Mm-hmm. Yes, no child should go to high school without watching My So-Called Life.
Oh, it was so apropos, too, because I was like, oh my God, this is my life. This is exactly my life.
Yep, exactly. Yep, and I keep trying to tell them, I'm like, you realize these are like these people are my age now. Like, they were in high school they were right out. I was right out of high school.
Yeah,
because
it was like
when
I was like in high school. So that was my show.
And then the old lady here, how we already have moved on, but I was loving it. It was so good. Because I was so.
You were probably 1 year out when it came out.
I was like 2 years out, but I was totally hooked on MTV. I loved MTV. Yeah. And it was one of the first, like, real shows. Like, it was a legit, like, drama and.
Yeah,
so good.
I think I would also, like, legit freak out for, like, the first three seasons of Real World. Like, if we had Eric Nice on the show, I would probably plot.
He was hot. God,
God, he was hot.
All these guys are like 50 now.
Still, and he's still hot. Have you seen him? He's
no,
still
I have hot. Not seen Eric Nies.
I saw some sort of like MTV show where he came on, and he's still hot.
I don't think he has a lot of hair now, but dude,
Beavis and Butthead would be awesome.
Do you know who I am in love with? Do you ever watch The State on MTV? Remember that sketch comedy show where, like, all of the Reno 911 people came from?
Oh, yes. Well, I love Reno 911.
So, that show got me all into sketch comedy. And Ken Marino, he's now on that show, Married Me. Mm-hmm. I've been in love with Ken Marino, I think, for 20 years. So, if he ever came on the show, it would just be like, I love you, Ken Marino. I love you. Love you.
Are we, like, shouting out? Should we, like, you know, contact all these people and be like, so...
So, I've been stalking you for 2 decades. Would you like to come on my podcast?
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, they'd say.
They'd be like, yeah, well, I got nothing better to do. Now. Yeah, exactly. Somebody cares about me.
Exactly.
Well, that is just about it for us, my friend.
Oh, damn.
Damn, that went by fast.
Sure did.
Once we got on So I Married an Axe Murderer, that was it. We're done.
Yeah, that just was all she wrote right
now
there.
Now I want a movie. I'm flying. I'm using my plane ticket. I'm flying down this weekend. I am coming down to cuddle with you on the couch and watch
you
movies.
Should totally come cuddle with me this weekend. I don't have anything going on. And actually, we were talking about going up to the mountains. You should totally come.
Oh, I don't think I can do it that short notice.
Damn it. Do it.
I got 3 kids that are blowing up pot. They're shooting guns on the corner.
Perfect.
Well, thank you to winetasting.com for being an amazing sponsor.
Yes.
And
thanks to all those wonderful networks that are scouting us right now. We appreciate just the time that you've took to hear us in our insanity.
It's good. We're the good kind of crazy.
And also thanks to all those people out there that are embracing the new restructure of our website. I know it's kind of different, but we are... meeting a lot of different needs online-wise, and it is definitely helping us provide a lot more content to you. So that's...
Absolutely.
The more we can be supported, the more we can provide. So that was our kind of method to our madness there, and it's working out famously, so happy with that.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for everybody who is snapping up my book like hotcakes.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And it's a good book. Oh yes, please. And Thursday evenings, every Thursday evening is the book club. Hookers Who Read on our website, wineincest.com, is Jen's book. It's the first book. And snap it up, read the first 5 chapters, and join our drunken shenanigans and conversation about the book, which I've never run or really been to a book club, so this should be interesting.
Awesome. You'll do good.
I'm glad you have all the faith in the world in me.
Well, no, I see some of the comments, and like, I didn't make notes. I'm like, we're taking notes?
Isn't that what are we supposed to do that? I don't know. I saw that too. I'm like, oh shit.
My girlfriends and I have a book club here, and all we do is drink wine and gossip. I don't think we ever talk about the book we're reading.
Well, when you do it online, we're clearly going to have to talk about the book, and I know that we will. And I love those readers and supporters. You know who you are. That totally keep us in check and are totally supporting the whole book club thing. Actually helping me figure out and get focused and organized on what needs to happen, because I don't know how to do a book club. I've always wanted to do one, and I've always wanted to be a part of one, and I guess that's the first step, is actually just fucking making one yourself and then going from there. So I love that there have been really aggressively awesome a few that are just putting all these suggestions out there and helping me, because I'm like, okay, I want to do a book club.
It now takes a village, Christy.
Yes. So thank you guys, and I'm excited about this Thursday. It's tomorrow night on wineincest.com. We will be posting book club discussions, and you can ask questions and whatever your little heart desires.
Yay. All right, right.
It's a good book.
It is.
The Secret Life of Lies. Go get it.
Oh, and shout out to my family who just wants free copies. Buy that bitch. My brother goes on Facebook and he's like, hook a brother up. I'm like, you got $12? Buy it.
Exactly. Support a girl.
And then they're all going on my daughter's Facebook. Hey, can we get a copy of that book? Tell them to buy it. It's $12.
That was so cute. Your daughter's like, it's called The Secret Life of Lies. Go order it. That was hilarious. I was like, that's right.
Get money, get coins.
That's right. She's like, my dolls don't pay for themselves.
That's the wrong daughter.
Well, it don't matter.
All right.
Whichever. Yeah. My cap guns don't pay for themselves.
God, my daughter was wielding a cap gun on the corner. Lord Jesus, help me. All right. Well, with that, Christy, say night-night on the show.
Night night on the show.
We will see you next week. Take care, everybody. Good night.